witnesses a false testimony. False witnesses are coming to court and saying, please give us back these documents that you took from us. False witnesses are coming forward to the demand. They're making a request of me something that I don't know what you are talking about. Pasuk Beis, Yishalmuni Ro'otachas Toivah. This is a classic expression. Yishalmuni Mishalem Ro'otachas Toivah. Okay, this is where it comes from. And Yishalmuni, they repay me Ro'otachas Toivah. Shechol Lenafshi. They cause my neshama to be bereaved. Mitzudes David. Tachas B'mkoyim HaToivah Shasisi Lohem. I do for them a good deed. The expression, no good deed goes unpunished. And shechol l'nafshi, mitzuda is David, shechol l'nafshi, chafetzim l'chov yolai es anisa, the shechol means to be bereaved, to die without children, without parents. They want my neshama to leave this world, to be bereaved, in an expression of death. Pasuk Yud Gimel, but David says that, you know, when these people, when they were sick, I davened for them, I fasted for them, I went out of my way for them in ways, in incredible ways, and look how they pay me back. Vani inoi bacha loisam. When they were sick, levushi sok, my sackcloth, my clothing was sackcloth, inesi vatsoim nafshi, I afflicted with fasting my neshama, usafilasi al cheki soshuv, and now he says, may it be that my prayer, al cheki chegins to my lap soshuv, so may the prayers that I bestowed for them may come back to me. Let's see how the Mishnah translates it precisely. In the mitzvah of pasuk gedim b'chalosam, because shayuchol ha'yol levushi sok. When they were sick, my clothing was sok. Vayisi me'ane. Maybe you'll say, I did all this in order that they should become more sick. I'm not sure what this means. One more time. When they were sick, I fasted for them. What does this mean, usafilosi, in this pasuk? Ritzon elamar, shema pen yoimru, shekol zahoyu laman, yichvad, oid hachayli aleihem. What does that mean exactly? When they were sick, my clothing, levushi sok, inesi vatsoim. I don't see what he means. I did all this, they should die, they should get sicker? How would that be so? Let's see further. This that I prayed, Toshuv El Chikiv Yikurim Bi. So in other words, he's saying over here is, don't think that I was a phony. It sounds like over here, the Dodo over here is saying that sometimes when a person is sick, you go to the hospital to sabotage. I saw this once. This is true. There's someone, I really know this. This is before the days when people were, you know, making any claims that anyone's trying to harm you in the hospital, but there was a person who came to the hospital and he saw someone was very, very sick, and he didn't like what he saw, and he wanted the person that he should die faster. We're not talking about a nurse, a doctor. We're talking about like a friend. I cannot deal with what I'm witnessing here, that my friend over here is hooked up to all these machines and he's going to die for sure. And out of my selfish pain, let's just get this over with. Let's just get this guy out of here, out of this world. Because, you know, the longer he lingers, the longer I can't go on vacation, the longer I have to deal with this. I want to get this over with as soon as possible. And he actually canceled a nurse. It was supposed to be a nurse. And he said, who needs this? It's a waste of time, waste of money. And he went out of his way to, why don't you just mind your own business? Mind your own business. If this person is getting, someone is caring for him, what's your business to go and tell them that he doesn't need a nurse? Just let him die already. It's totally shocking. But this person is just basically, he was a selfish person. So maybe David, he's saying over here, this person was sick. And David now is dressed in sackcloth, and he afflicted himself in fasting. And I don't know what this means exactly. Maybe you'll say that this whole thing was just a charade. It's just that David can somehow manipulate, do something to cause this person to die. David says, I will prove to you that my behavior was sincere, because I wish what I did for him should come upon me. The same prayers that came out of my heart for him should come upon me. That is a proof that everything that I did, even though sometimes when you do something in the medical field, it can be interpreted both ways. It can be interpreted for good and for bad. It can be interpreted many ways. When you say that what I did for them should come upon me, that shows, that proves your sincerity. You know, it's like, what's the name of this CEO of Pfizer? What's his name? They made this year $34 billion. He's always in the news. He's always interviewed. So when they first gave out the vaccine, they asked him, but Pam Muller, there's a very famous video. Did you take the vaccine? And he said, no. He says, no, I didn't. Why not? I first want to give other people a chance. I mean, is this about money? Or do you believe in your product? The Tupperware.
He didn't want to jump to the head of the line. He wasn't qualified under the guidelines to take it there.
I think in this particular case, why is the President of the United States or the tasters of all of the Caesars, why were they able to taste from the medicine? Taste. You don't eat before the king eats. When you go, someone invites you to a suda. So you don't eat from the bread. You don't eat from the food until the balabayas washes. When you walk to someone's house. And there's still the thing, Shalom Aleichem, and you run into the kitchen and you make kiddush and you take all the food. It's not respectful, right? That's exactly what he said, right? I have to give other people a chance first. But if you're working for the king, and the king, you have to be a taster to make sure that the food is not poisoned, you eat before the king. The absurdity is, everyone knows the Tupperware example, right? I got to get a car, a lease a car. I just find it humorous. Every time I lease a car, the person who leases the car says to me, I haven't done it only a few times in my life, I drive the same car. What a bunch of baloney. You drive the same car. Yeah, really, really. And he thinks I believe that. He drives the same car. You say that to a person to show them, I believe in the product. Everything you do in this world can be manipulated. You can manipulate. Okay? I think also, I don't know if this is a true video. It's hard to know if it's true or not, but it seems to be authentic. It's the head of the World Health Organization. You check this out. You Google this, if this is true. Who is he? He's not a very impressive person. The World Health, or what is it called? The WHO?
Yes.
The World Health. So they asked most of the Pemaldi, did you take the vaccine? Is the World Health, they're responsible for administering, for getting the whole world vaccines, billions and billions of doses. Asked them, the Pemaldi, did you take the vaccine? He says, no, I did not. Because I will not take it until everyone in Africa takes it. What? They're throwing in the garbage every day here in the news, millions and millions of dosages. You can't get one for yourself to show that you believe in the product. I mean, is this normal or not?
So Doug believe in his own product.
Doug, the only product?
So if you say he did, they would say you jumped
in there. By the Chinese.
Sorry, something doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So someone told me, Rebbe told me that, you know, he's a certain type of Rebbe. He told me that in his class, every day he has a boy. These kids are very wild kids. They're wild to an extreme. So every day he has one of the boys bring him a cup of tea. Every day they have rotation. The boy brings in the tea, and then the rabbi takes the spoon, and he says, I want you to taste it first. I want you to taste
it. If I spit into it myself, why do I care?
I want you to taste it. Make sure it's
don't
not.
Spit.
David over here says
something.
David HaMelech says something very profound. At least I'm making a mistake. What it says here in the Mitzvah, David. David is doing something, and what he's doing over here can be interpreted in different ways. He's wearing sackcloth, and he is afflicting himself batzoyim. What does that mean exactly? I don't. Maybe it means somehow the Mitzvah David seems to say that his behavior can be interpreted two ways. Either he's praying for the person, or he's doing something very devious. I don't know what it could mean. So what's the purpose of Usufilasi al Kheki Soshov? That proves it. The Yisem Niki Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. David says, I'm sincere in my behavior, in my approach, I'm doing what I'm doing here, because I declare, whatever I pray for this person, I want them to do exactly the same thing for myself. And that's the Yisrael in life. The Yisem, what are you going to say, that it's Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim? You're going to say that David's suicidal? It doesn't seem David was suicidal. The Yisem Nikim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. What I'm doing to you is exactly what I would want done to me. It appears controversial. There are many things in the medical field. People go, you know, different procedures. Is it the right thing? Are you being sloppy? Is it too much of a risk? Different medical procedures, end of life things. Is it too much of a risk? You can suspect a doctor, a surgeon, that doing a particular procedure, it's too risky. And why are you doing it? Ulterior motives. You want to experiment. You want a bill. You want this. You want that. Why are you giving this medication? Certain medications, the reimbursement is just beyond belief. And does the person really need the medication or not? So you become suspicious. What exactly is really going on here? So if the doctor says, listen, my own father, my own mother, this is what I did for them. My own child, that's a whole different world. Because when a person shows, I do the same thing for myself, this is how I take care of myself, my own family members, I give them exactly the same medication, I did exactly the same procedure in the same situation, then you gain their confidence. But if the person, let's try this, you're just sloppy, you begin to wonder, I don't know, you know, people have a cheskas kashrus. You have a cheskas kashrus in people. My cousin, my father's, my first cousin, was Rav Herschel Schachter. He was one of the first people to take the vaccine. It turned out he got the vaccine legally. He didn't know it, but it was a mistake. He wasn't really eligible in the whole scandal because he got it too early. And he said, he made a bracha, a shachyanu. He made a bracha, and he said, in halacha, it has been the tradition in Klal Yisrael to have faith in the medical field, and if our government, who is so good to us, tells us this is good, ein chazaka, ein uman, an uman does not ruin his own reputation. And that is all we need to have full confidence, go for confidence and faith. Okay? Okay? A person has a chazaka. You have a chazaka. You want to upgrade your chazaka by showing I also believe in it. Then, as far as I read, I don't know, you do the fact checking, that Bill Gates is one of the biggest shakers and movers in the vaccines. His name is mentioned, it is in every single document the government dealing with the vaccines. He himself said that it's the best investment you can make, the most money. As far as I read, you do the fact checking, his own children did not take the vaccine. So what's going on? You believe in the product, you don't believe in the product. The head of the WSO, you do the check there.
WHO
did not take the vaccine. The CEO of Pfizer did not take the vaccine. Bill Gates' own children did not take the vaccine. Excuse me, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Do you believe in your product or not? What's going on over here? You can't walk into a hospital today if you didn't take the vaccine. You can't get a job. You can't get a job. You're harassed. you what's going on over here? They also you can't get what's the name of the medication. The person gets vaccine, not the new medication, the old medication that's illegal. Not hydrochloroquine. The other one. What? No, this is sakonis fashos. No, the
legal or illegal.
There's a certain drug that is illegal to take in this country. You can't get it, but you do the fact checking. Everyone in Congress got it. They gave it to every single member of Congress, the Senate, because it works. So what's going on over here? Do you believe in your product? You do the fact checking. Am I making a bubble of ISIS? I'm making a bubble of ISIS, then maybe I'm reading crazy things, but it doesn't seem so. It seems these things seem to be pretty solid. Maybe I'm totally nuts, but it's irrelevant. That's relevant. The point is, in life, v'hiyisem nikiyim, at least for us, me Hashem umi Yisrael. And part of that principle is this pasuk. Usefilasi al cheki soshuv. The prayer that I express to Hashem with regard to this person, halavai, someone should say the same thing for me. And halavai, that same prayer should boomerang on me. And that is the ultimate expression of sincerity. A person doesn't want to hurt himself. You want to be well and healthy. And if this is what you do for yourself, that's the first step. You want to be a car salesman. If you drive the car, if you really believe in your product, if you yourself use Tupperware, you believe in the product, then you're going to sell the product. If you don't believe in the product, it's just about money. It's not. I was once in online marketing, and I was miserably unsuccessful. You know why? Because I was trying to sell people products that they don't need and they don't want. And I myself wouldn't even in a million years buy these products. So if I wouldn't buy this product, and I don't need this product, and I know that my potential customers don't need this product, and don't want this product, how in the world are you going to succeed? You have to believe in your product. David, I believe, usefilosi al cheki soshuv, may my prayer return to my own chekis, my palate. Let's see if he heard it again. One more time, the words of the Mitzudas David. Mitzudas David says,
this is the Tova that he did for them. He says, Shalmuni la'a tachat Tova. The Tova was that I prayed for them. And they, Yikumu le'ye Hamas and
Shalmuni. They did the opposite for me. Exactly. Look what we're talking about the Mitzudas David. Bachal Islam kishohoyu cholim, when they, my enemies, were sick. You know what I did for them? I davened for them. I went to the Beis HaKvaros. I went to Kvarim. I gave tzedakah. I did everything I possibly can do they should get better. And don't think I was a phony. I was a faker. Levushi sok v'hayisi me'aneh, I was afflicted. V'hayisi me'aneh nafshi v'atsoy b'avuram usafilosi. Now what does the usafilosi mean? The end of the pasuk. Ritzon lemar. Pen yoimru. Maybe you will say, shekol zehoyo leman, Yichbad oid hachayli aleihem. I don't really understand in the context of this pasuk what that means. But in life, generally, you do see there are people that do things, and it appears they're doing, and there are two different ways to look at what they're doing. Maybe you're really doing something in a devious way, where you're really trying to make their condition even worse. Lize Omar, I will prove my sincerity. Because what the same prayer that I express for you, halavai, that prayer should come upon me. That's what I usafilosi lezema usafilosi mashis falalti alehem toshuv el cheki. It should return to my palate, my throat. In other words, the source of where the prayer goes, it should come back. It should boomerang upon me. The yikuyam bi, that goes to show. I'm sincere. I believe in my product. I'm a car salesman. I believe I drive the same car. I also use Tupperware. Okay, that's what we're looking at. I believe in my product. If you believe in your product, I do the same thing for my parents. I use the same services for other people. And you ever listen to Rush Limbaugh? May he rest in peace. Rush Limbaugh as commercials. He always would promote commercials. I mean, he always would say in this commercial, no, the most expensive commercials are the ones that you embed into your actual, into the actual program that he's actually talking. And he would say, we use this here in the studio. I use this service. I have this service and I actually use it. I use it, and he would start describing his experience. You know how much the advertisers pay for that? Okay, they pay for that a hoin rav to get Rush Limbaugh, number one, just to embed the advertisement in the broadcast itself, and then for him on top of that, for him to say, I use this service. I use this service. That's like in front of 10 million people, you have 10 million listeners. Yeah, he claimed. He claimed that he has 10 million fans and 10 million enemies who want to kill him. His mother would say to him, how you doing today, Rush? This wonderful. I have 10 million people who love me. They come and listen to me. But you know, I have Agmas Nefesh because there are another 10 million people who want to kill me. Who hate me so much, they want to kill me. So do you look at the 10 million fans or you look at the 10 million enemies? It's a complicated life. It's a pretty good audience. 10 million people, that's that's the same ratings. 630 News also has about 10 million each channel. I don't know anymore because everything's on internet now, so I'm behind the times. It used to be in the good old days before internet on television, you have the 630 News. You have ABC, NBC, what else do you have?
CBS,
those three. Each one got approximately 10 million viewers at 6:30. 30 million people in this country were tuning in to the news at 6:30. That's quite a number. And he had also in the morning from his show from 9 to 12, also approximately 10 million listeners listening to his show here and there. That's a lot of people. Country now has 320 million people living in this country. Russia, how many people live in Russia? 150 million people. How many live in Ukraine? How many live in Ukraine? 43 million people. 43 million people live in Ukraine. Russia, 141. They increased. That's quite an increase. If you take back Ukraine to the Soviet Union, it's quite an increase in population. You go almost to 200 million people from 140, but 180. All right, all the statistics. And how many people are in this room? Okay. Beryl Wine, how many people listen to his history lectures? Probably, who knows? Can't even count. Probably thousands and thousands. Who knows the number? But if you listen to some of those history lectures back in the day when he was very popular, if at the end of the lecture he would say, all right, we want to have a Myra. Do we have a minion? Do we have a minion here? Maybe you can go outside, get someone to be mashed with a minion. So he gave his history lecture, which was heard ultimately probably by 100,000 people, more maybe, over the years. And when he said the lecture, I don't even know if he ever thought that it would end up being heard and sold anywhere in the world. He didn't even have a minion. You know, a million of people. He had to go schnorr someone from the street to get a minion. Goes to show, you see, very interesting. Any event, this is what it says over here in these two. Let's see over here the Rashi, these three psukim. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Usafil osi al cheiki soshuv kilaymar. Vim yoymu lo inesi nafshi elo lira osam. If you will say, lo inesi nafshi el, this is exactly what it says over in the existence, which is hard to understand. Elo lira osam, sheyichvar aleim cholyam. Halavai, the prayer should come to me. David is proving his sincerity. You have to prove. Don't trust anyone. That's the lesson you learn in life again and again and again. Don't trust anyone. You never know someone will
especially if they say
when they say to you, trust me. Trust me. That's the rule. Listen to these lectures on Dama Lahoshul Apikaris. That is the most fundamental difference between Judaism and the other religions, Christianity and Islam and other religions, is how did Christianity begin? One guy said, God came to me and told me this. Trust me. Trust one person tells the world, God came to me and he told me to do all these things. Muhammad, God came to me. Trust me. Yadus, don't trust nobody. Don't trust Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't trust Moshe. Hashem revealed himself to 3 million people. 3 million people stood at Har Sinai.
Mass revelation versus individual.
You don't have to trust anyone. You don't have to trust Moshe. We're going to trust nobody. Every person was there. 600,000 men over the age of 20, including women and children, 3 million people. Judaism begins with the rule, don't trust anybody. You don't, go check it out yourself. And if the facts don't add up, that's it. What are you going to do? How many times did I tell me a shayla, something to do with a shayla? I tell them the halacha, and they come back to me, and they go and they come back and they pull. Look what it says. You told me this, you're wrong. It says the Farish here in the Mishnah Berurah, it is the Farish in the Mishnah Berurah, you're wrong. I said, yeah, go look in the Ber Halacha. Oh, I didn't see it. I'll go look in the Sharat Tzion. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Like so this week, someone said to me, today on Tisha B'av, it's a Nidche. If there's a bris, is there a bris? Can the Avi HaBen eat? So I told him, yeah, he can eat, but the Minhag HaOlam today is not to eat.
In Eretz Yisrael,
one of the Rabbanim
did eat. I think they say about the
Gemara. Fine,
Gesund
Hayda.
Four brises on. Sunday,
and he ate after he ate. So I told him. I told him it's mutter, but the minig is not to eat. So he comes back to the Mishnah and he says it says the Ramah the Feirush you're allowed to eat, and the Mishnah Berurah is Marmah you're allowed to eat. So what kind of lawyer are you? So I said let's look at the Shar HaTziyun. The Shar HaTziyun says it says Magen Avraham. You should not eat. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, and the reason why I did not cite the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah is because this, that the minhag is not to eat, is only, I think he says they're Germany, it's only in Germany. So when the Magen Avraham writes, comments on the Shulchan Aruch, that don't listen to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what it says in the Ramah, The minigis eat. No. We don't eat unless the person is a choyla on a tiny sets of nitcha after chatzas. We don't eat. The Magen Avraham, we don't eat. Don't listen. Don't eat. You don't. We don't. So the Mishnah. The reason why I did not cite the Magen Avraham is because the Magen Avraham is only referring to a minog, the minig of Germany. Not to the meaning of all the other Medinas. So I didn't cite it. So then I showed them and the Dirshu, and then I took Dirshu Mishnah, even though I'm not a big fan of Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, and he basically goes through this whole long shtickle, and he says like they're basically different minhagim, but it's very, very common, he writes there, that the minhag today is the whole world is nati. I just told him. I told you it's mutter. But I told the minhag go put chazi, go out there and see what goes on. The minhag today basically is not to eat, unless anyway a person needs to eat. He doesn't need it to be a nitchan. You can eat no matter what. But you see people don't eat today. That's the minhag olam. So he said you're making it up. I'm not making it up. It's the Magen Avraham. It's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why I did not sign the Mishnah Berurah is because that was only the minhag in Germany. But elsewhere, the minhag is to eat. So I said, you're right, I told you it's mutter to eat. But I'm just telling you, here in America, it seems that for whatever the reason, the people are following the Magen Avraham. But it's good. You say something, don't trust anything. And don't trust, you go look it up and see what it says. You make your own decision. Judaism begins with not trusting anyone, and if you want to trust a person, you have to be sincere. Yeah, and to be sincere, the litmus test of being sincere is the absence of hypocrisy. There are rules to be a hypocrite, hypocrisy. There are rules for you, and there are rules for me. There are rules for you, and there are rules for me. When you have a rules for you and rules for me, that type of person you stay a mile away from. Someone said to me once, you go and you give shir, in the morning you give shir and you preach, and you talk to Musar and Halacha, and then for yourself, you have your own Shulchan Aruch. you teach in the morning the Shulchan Aruch of Hashem, and then you have your own Shulchan Aruch for the rest of the day. I have good friends, Mark, no? I have very good friends. They're very good. They let me hear what I need to hear. You know, they're very good. The best line I heard was this was actually last week. It was the best line. He said to me, he was very angry at me, because I don't know what, whatever, I know why. But he said to me, I see you like to talk about the kinnis, about Tisha B'Av, about being misakein, the Churban of Yerushalayim, you know, you learn about kinnis. He says, yeah, you made the Churban. So you have to clean up your own mess. People like you make the Churban. You know, people, you know, it's good. It's good to hear some shtark musa. He called me up later to apologize to me. He did. He called me up later to apologize to me. I told him nothing to apologize. You said good. You said talking good. This pasuk says it all. This pasuk is shtark musa. Rashi says it. Kolaymar. The yimyomru loyinesi nafshi elalira osam. She yichbat aleim cholyan. It sounds very, what does that mean exactly? Maybe the sisters can explain the parish Raj al Kalimar to Lamar. Shiva Lishlo Shaloi Tifarish Milas Usafilosi, Shazosi Tifilosi Akashasi, Shemacha Loisom, Rahmana Litzon Al Cheki Soshuv, that their sickness should, what is it? Shemacha Loisom Al Cheki Toshuv. I still don't understand what he's saying. Maybe we'll find a little bit more in other mafarshim. But the basic idea is a person must prove. Beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is sincere. It's never enough to say, trust me. It's never enough. You earn trust by practicing what you preach. And David's saying, I'm willing to take the prayer that I say for you, halavai, that prayer should come upon me. And as a chazaka, a person would never harm himself. You don't see people harming themselves. And therefore, that is the ultimate proof that my behavior, which, although it can be interpreted many different ways, and it's very common when people do things, there are different ways to interpret them. When you can prove I do the same thing for myself, the same thing for my family, that's proof that what I'm doing for you is sincere. That's a very powerful piece of musa.
What Rashi says at Kiloimer here, I didn't pray that Hamachala Shelahem Tavu Alai, but Hatfila Sheli Tavu Alai. This is what he said. Baloba Chalotam, they say that I prayed for them that they should be more sick. And so he said, if this is the way, let it be on me. But he says, Rashi said, no, this is not the meaning. Hatfila Sheli Tavu Alai.
The prayer.
What Ben said. Not what they said.
Absolute sincerity. Let's see what it says over
here. So maybe this should be on me? No.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to prove yourself. Let's see in the Mamoria page 308. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk on the bottom of the page. Bottom of the page. Vani b'chaloisam levushi yitzak inesi v'atsoim nafshi usufilasi al cheki soshuv. Omar, Rabba, Bar Chinna, Saba Mishmeid Rab, Kol she'ev shalu levakesh acham al chadei roi ve'in levakesh tegur choyte. anyone that has the ability to be mispal for someone else is not mispal. It's called a chsinah. Shenemar. Gam anoichi chalila li mechatoy laHashem mechadol mispal ba'adam. A beautiful pasuk. Who said that? Who said this? Who gam anoichi? I don't know who said this. Gam anoichi Shmuel Aleph Perik Yud Beis. So who said this? David said this. Could be. You have to go look this up. Gam anoichi. I'm reading from the Mamori Chazal. I'm sorry if I didn't say that. On the Mamori Chazal, the Likutei Shas. The Likutei Shas Midrashei HaTanoim, on the bottom of the page. Page 308. Omar Rabbo, Bar Chinna Saba Bishmei Drav, Kol She'ef Shalom Levakish Rachamim, Al Chavei Roy, Ve'inim Levakish Nikra Choyte. If a person has the ability to be misfollowed for someone else and chooses not to do so, he's a sinner. He's a sinner to watch a person suffer and not be mevake shurachamim, shenemar. Gam anoichi, I also, chalili, far be it from me, mechatoy la Hashem, to be a sinner. I'll be a choite if, mechadol, if I will desist, lehispalel ba'atchem, if I will not pray for you. Omar Rava, Rava says that if you're a Talmud Chacham, your obligation is even greater than just prayer. You have to go further. You have to get sick. You have to go and mamish make yourself sick over the pain of someone else. My time. David says that when these my friends, my enemies, when they were sick. My sackcloth was bachaloi some levushi sock. My sackcloth, I was wearing sackcloth. It's very interesting. It's very telling that when you see people in the political world, I don't know what to make of this. Very interesting. In the political world, when you see people die, opponents die, you have bitter enemies, bitter political enemies. Not only in politics, in all different people in this world, you see enemies, and they die. Or they suffer tragedy. Someone in their family dies or gets very, very sick. And you know, these are like public people and everyone has to issue a statement. It's very, very interesting to see how people, what they say, how they respond to...
Yeah, whether they're respectful or not.
You know,
at least be respectful. But you see...
Yeah, but no one's gonna have respect when Hitler Hitler dies. Right. So you have to know where are the boundaries. What are the boundaries?
There are people that don't have boundaries, but okay.
To respectfully disagree, but everyone's on the same team. It's the way of getting. It's just the way of achieving results. And there are people that are known to be, I can't even say this. A lot of this lashon hara, but I actually something very recently in the Jewish world, where someone passed away, and it was very interesting. And yesterday I went to Menachem Avil, someone, and they were talking about this, and it was very interesting. You know, you could disagree with someone and not be on the same team, but you can be very respectful. You could at the same time. Be very respectful, sincerely respectful, and sometimes you can be not so respectful. Okay, it's interesting. I also once went into a building. This is very interesting to me. I once went into a building, a yeshiva katana. And a yeshiva katana today, not like when I was a kid. When I was a kid, yeshiva katana, what was on the walls? What do they have on the walls when you walk into yeshiva katana when you were kids? Graffiti! Graffiti, right? When we were kids, the kids would scribble on the walls. So today when you walk in the Yeshiva Katana, they have on the walls Gedolim pictures. Very nice. Gedolim pictures. So this particular yeshiva, I just somehow know inside information that other people do not know because, you know, I'm a big Balgaev and there's a certain person that was a very big opponent to one of the founders of this yeshiva. There was a very great person who established a particular yeshiva, and there was another very great person in that person's lifetime that was not on good terms with him. Was not on good terms. There definitely was a falling out between these two very great people. But in the world, no one knows all the garbage. Most of the world doesn't know the garbage. They know this is a respectful person, and this is a respectful person. And when you walk into this building and they have all the Gedolim pictures, front and center is the person who had a falling out with the one who established this mokum. And I'm curious to know if that was done deliberately, as if to say, listen, it's over. It's over. In Shemayim, it's over. Here in this world, we're at peace.
That's when the crazy
we're at peace with each other. Yonis and Ibishitz, the most bizarre story in the world, the most bizarre story of Yaakov Emden and of Yonis and Ibishitz were the most bitter enemies in the world. The most bitter enemies. It's not even to be believed the stories that went on between them. And where are they buried? Next to each other. I think mamash right next to each other. And the whole thing was an accident. The whole thing came, I don't remember, the whole thing was like an accident, how it came about, they're buried next to each other. It's like, if you would say this to a person in the middle of the heat of the machlokes, the day will come when these two people will be buried next to each other. You would say, here will grow on the palm of my hand before that happens. Impossible. And yet, Abashkacha Pratis, it happened. And Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, and you know the stories of Winar, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, whoo! Okay, it's not to be believed where they accused Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz of being a Sabbatim, a follower of Shabbosai Tzvi. Yet, it's over. Shalom al Yisrael. Shalom al Yisrael. It's over. And it's always very interesting to see when there's a machlokes, when you have very, very great opponents in matters. And then Rachmana Litzlan, a person who reaches the Mayor of the Eshim, and he departs this world, and the other one is still around. How do they react? How do they express themselves? It's very, very telling. It's very, very telling. And you see this, you don't necessarily see this Al and Shalom Aleichem, I haven't seen you in a long time. This is very, very telling. It's very telling. It really opens up insight into a person, who the person really is. Was the machlekes that they had in their life, was it a machlekes l'shem shamayim? Or was it a machlekes shaloy l'shem shamayim? If it's a machlekes l'shem shamayim, you'll see nobility in when one of the opponent suffers. There's a nobility of, I want to commiserate, I want to comfort you. And when it's machlekes shaloy l'shem shamayim, they'll say nasty things. They'll say, good, he should go to you know where. It's very telling. David over here is dealing with people who want to kill him. David had a very difficult life. People, they hated David. They hated David. They accused him of being a menoif. They accused him of being a mamzer. David had a lot of enemies. When Shaul died, there was a whole group of people who did not want David to be melech. They wanted Mephibosheth, the child of Shaul. David was an imposter in their eyes. He was a Morid Malchus. He had major, major enemies. And David says about the Vani Bachaloi Sam Levushi Sok, when my enemies, I heard they were not well, I fasted. I tortured myself as a Zuchus. They should recover. And what do they do to me? They try to kill me. So here he writes, go back to my Mechazal, Gama Nochi. This is.
By the way, that Pasuk. Khalid Nagim Hator and Palel Hashem, the Shmuel said it, when they asked for Melech, and he said, Atem Hatatem Hashem Elokechem Lebakesh Vachem Melech. However, I will continue to pray for you. Because forget about it, but no, that's fine. Atem Hatatem Hashem, not to me. I will continue to look down for this. That's the beginning of Shmuel.
Maybe you know this. I was listening yesterday to Rabbi Reisman. I was driving yesterday for a long time. I was listening to Rabbi Reisman. I'm in the Kinnis. Rabbi Reisman's Kinnis. So he said over in Eretz Yisrael, there's a street called, in Yerushalayim, called Lamed Vav. Eretz Yisrael. What?
Lamed
Hay. So what's the story? So he said the story is that during the War of Independence, they were third, that they came across some shepherds.
Right.
Some Arab shepherds. They didn't know what to do with them. The IDF came across some shepherds. So they really should have killed them. But they had Rahmanis. Rahmanis, what do? They tied them up. They tied them up. They didn't want to just kill innocent people. So they tied them up. They didn't know. And then what happened? Then they went further. And then somehow these people they tied up were able to escape. And they ended up killing 36 soldiers. 36 young, today we would have already been grandparents, with 35. 35 young, healthy people, part of Klal Yisrael. Could you imagine what would have been, what they would have had today? They killed them. So you had Rahmanis, no good deed goes unpunished. No good deed goes unpunished. Here they had Rahmanis on these people, they let them live, and look what they did. They caused a terrible chorban to Klal Yisrael. David says, when these my enemies were sick, okay, next halacha. Minayim she'elas harefuah kuya tefila. How do you know that she'elas harefuah kuya tefila? Shneamar vayispalel Avraham el Elokim vayir Elokim es Avimelech. V'yom v'ani bechalosam lo v'shisok inesi b'tzom this pasuk as well. I afflicted myself b'tzom nafshi when they were sick. Bachalosam usafilosi al cheki soshuv. So this is an incredible chazal. Chazal over here, I say, what are you telling me? You're telling me over here that when a person is mispalel for someone to get better, someone is a choyle, and you pray for them, oh, that is called a tzila. If that's not called a tzila, what else is called a tzila?
Yeah.
What is this chazal? So this chazal is shocking. One more time, look what it says, the second to last line on page 308. Minayin, she'elas hagad, that a she'ela harifuah of healing, to restore one's health, kiruya tefila. What? Of course. I mean, what else is it? We daven shemona esrei. We pray. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei, ho'shenei v'nei v'asheh. That's not called tefila? Well, if that's not called tefila, what else is called? How do you know praying for refu is called tefila? Shenemar vayispalel Avraham for Avimelech. After Avimelech abducted Sarah, and then got sick, they were unable to go to the Beis HaKisei. All of their openings were sealed. So Avraham was mispalel that their openings should open again. Vayispalel Avraham el Elokim. Vayirpar Elokim es Avimelech. V'yoymer. Another part, Vani b'chaloisam levushi sok. When they were sick, levush. So there again, there it says the word vayispalel vayirpar. Further, Vani b'chaloisam levushi sok. Inesi. When they were sick, I afflicted myself. Vatsoim nafshi usafilosi. Halavai, this parasha returned back to where it came from, my palate, where it came out of. So we see that it's called tefillah. Again, if not this, then so what is the answer? The answer is, one can make a mistake and think as follows. Tefillah is only where everything is good and you want more. More. I want more. I'm only making $1 million a year. I want $2 million. Oh, you want more. So tefillah is an expression of Hashem, more. Give us more. You pray to Hashem for more. But when a person has backtracked, the ordinary state of being is to be healthy. That is a state of being. Hashem created a person that he should be healthy, he should be gesund. And now, something went wrong. And he has gone down. So maybe, that is a statement of Hashem, I want you to be like this. I want you to be sick because I have taken you lower than the threshold. So accept it. Accept the situation. Be mekabel upon yourself the din, and that's it. And there's nothing you can do. If Hashem wants you to get better, you'll get better. But there's no purpose in you praying to Hashem to restore you to good health. Okay, make believe we're starting at ground zero. Prayer is only to go from zero and up. But if a person starts at ground zero and he's cruising along in his life at ground zero, and now he sinks to minus 10, there's no prayer. That's the way it is. Hashem took you down. It's not natural. It's not natural to be sick. That's an unnatural reality in this world. So if you add zero and you go down to minus 10, what is a person's attitude now? Stoik! Quiet! Except that's how it's supposed to be. Look, Rabbi Akiva. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, my Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu tying tagim to the oisiyos of the Sefer Torah. And Moshe says, what's the purpose of these crowns? So Hashem says to Moshe, the day is going to come when there's going to be a person, Akiva ben Yosef Shemoi, is going to darshan talim shel halachas, every single tag. So Moshe, let me see. Let me understand. So Hashem put Moshe, here's the Gemara of a time machine. Ha-feich ba, de-kula ba. Hashem says, I'll take you into a time machine. And Hashem brought Moshe Rabbeinu fast forward in history 2,000 years, 1,000 years, whenever it was. And Moshe came into the future. And Moshe came into the shir of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was darshaning. And the first thing he noticed was, all of the Talmidim fell asleep. That's what it says, they all fell asleep. Can you imagine? They all fell asleep, and Rabbi Akiva said, how do you make some jokes? And I had to say, Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka, why was she zeichet to rule over 127 provinces? Because Sara Imenu, she didn't waste any time. Rabbi Akiva had to wake up. Any Rebbe that has a complaint that his Talmidim fall asleep, you're no greater than Rabbi Akiva. His Talmidim fell asleep.
I have no sense of humor.
Okay, what?
No sense of humor.
Okay, they fell asleep. Then Rabbi Akiva gave a shir. And what was the shir? The shir was he darshan the talim shel halachis. And Moshe Rabbeinu was listening there in the back. Mestama Rabbi Akiva said, who's that new person today? What's your name, sir? Where did you come from? You look like, you know, you came out of the desert somewhere. Where did you come from, sir? Maybe you should go downstairs to the Senior Citizen Center. What are you doing here? Do you need, hey, I'll give you $1.50. Go buy yourself some lunch downstairs. Where did you come from? No, I'm just, you know, I'm just a visitor. I'm just passing through Flatbush. Okay, so you listen to the shir, and then when the shir was over, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Nunu, you came. What do you think of my shir today? He said to Moshe, I don't understand one word you said to me. One word. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, listen, I didn't make this stuff up. Everything that I said is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu. You know who you're talking to? You know, I'm Moshe. Yeah, you're Moshe. And I'm a... George Washington. Okay, so that's a humorous story. It's mamish. Moshe went back into the time machine. He went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, He did not understand. He did not understand one word. One word he said. Now, how did I get into this one? He already forgot what I'm saying. How did I forget? What?
I don't know how you got.
Vani b'chaloisitz ulsilosi adam amish or tefila, right? Tefila. So Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't remember how I got into this, but maybe one could come back and say, well, maybe we can argue that the only time it's appropriate to be mispalel is only when you want to go forward. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person Musa, and he takes him below, lower than what he's entitled to, a person who comes into this world to a degree is entitled to be healthy, because that's what's normal. That's what, and if a person is healthy, and for some strange reason his health declines, so maybe that's how it came to Moshe. So Hashem said, I go back to the story of Moshe. So Moshe was very impressed, Rabbi Akiva. So Moshe then said to Hashem, take me into it, I want to see his reward, the reward. So Hashem said to Moshe, go back into the time machine. And Hashem showed Moshe, when Rabbi Akiva was 120 years old, Hashem showed him being executed, him being burnt. Hashem showed Moshe being combed with a comb of iron spikes. And Rabbi Akiva was being tortured. Was that the story of Rabbi Akiva? Whatever the story was, Rabbi Akiva was being tortured. So Moshe says to Hashem, Zu Torah, Vizu Sechara.
I don't know if it was Moshe that said that.
What?
Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu.
Who said Zu Torah, Vizu Sechara? The Malachi Asharis said it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. The Malachi Asharis. So what did Hashem say? Shtoik. Shtoik. Kachol b'machshava. Doesn't say be mispalo for him. Doesn't say be mispalo. This is not normal. Kachol b'mach. That's the way it's supposed to be. So one can make an argument and say that tefillah has no mokoyim in a matzav where a person is taken below what he is entitled to. Tefillah is to go higher. It is a tool in this world to go higher, but not in a situation where a person has been diminished, where he has gone lower. Then he should go and accept the matzav. And if Hashem wants to make him better, he'll get better. But that's not a place of tefillah. Along comes this very pasuk that we learned today, together with the pasuk that it says by Avraham Avinu, to teach you that the koyach of tefillah is the same, even in a situation when a person dips below the threshold. There is no time, no situation in this world where you cannot utilize and take advantage of the koich of tefillah. Person should not say, there's a time to daven, and there's a time of matitzak elai. You know, there is a time not to daven. That is the proof. When they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu was omid b'tefillah. And Hashem said to Moshe, what are you davening? Ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. It's time to go. Just jump into the river, jump into the yam. So you do learn from there that there are matzavim in life when you're not supposed to daven. So maybe when a person, unfortunately, his health is not what it should be, Hashem doesn't want the person to pray. Hashem wants the person to be mekabel.
Rabbi, when there's something wrong, you should always daven. In addition,
who says? How do you know that?
Also.
We're brainwashed. We know the maskana. We, Baruch Hashem, have been brought up with understanding what the conclusion is, that there is never a massive in life where you don't daven.
Oh.
But that's because Baruch Hashem, we've already reached that conclusion long, long ago. But the Gemara over here is going through the steps and is telling us that it's not super obvious such a thing. A thinking person could reasonably come to the conclusion that there are times when Hashem wants you to daven, and there are times when Hashem does not want you to daven. Hashem wants you to accept,
to do, but
what is a very logical thing to understand when it comes to refuah? Because when a person is not well, that is not normal. You have a situation where things are okay, and now we want to go higher. We want to raise the bar. A person in life grows. You come out into this world, you don't know how to talk, you don't know how to do anything, and you're educated. And a person's entire life is growing, developing. You develop physically, and you develop mentally. There's a maturity that comes in intellectual growth. So when a person wants to grow intellectually and physically and materially, so then you pray to Hashem for assistance. But if Hashem takes you from a state of just being parif and takes a person down below the threshold, maybe Shma b'ni Musa Ravicha. Hashem is making a statement, I'm angry at you, And now is not the time that you daven to me. You don't daven to get better. A person is not well, except the Mekabel. This is what Hashem, this is what Hashem wants. Along comes these two psukim, which are critical to teach you, wrong. Wrong. If Hashem takes the person down below what is expected, Hashem is telling the person, daven. That's also a mokoim to daven. Avimelech, Hashem was punishing Avimelech. It's not normal that you can't go to the Beis Akisei. That's not the way Hashem made a person. The way Hashem created a person is with nikovim, nikovim, and chalulim, chalulim. That's normal. And now all of a sudden Hashem closes the nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim. Hashem is making a statement. I'm angry at you. You're finished. There's nothing to be misfalel, because that's not the way Hashem made man. So if that's not the way Hashem, not the way Hashem made man, Hashem now is reversing Asher Yotzar Es Adam Chacham Uvorovom Nigvim Nikovim. So there's no place to daven. No. Vayispalel Avraham ba'ad Avimelech. Avraham was mispalel ba'ad Avimelech. Hashem, if Asher Yotzar Es Adam Bechochma Uvorovom Nikovim Nikovim Chalulim Chalulim. What are you doing, Hashem? What are you doing? Why did you close the nikovim, nikovim, the chalulim, chalulim? What are you doing? And Avraham Avinu was vayispalel Avraham. It is a matzav to be mispalel. Every choyle, there's another, every choyle, I think it comes back to the Asher Yotza. Every single choyle in this world, I assume, is all built into a problem of a nekev in the body is closed. Scientifically, you have to go ask a major league doctor that is correct, that there's some type of denial of an enzyme or of some type of something is not flowing. There is an opening that should be open, and to some degree, whether it's an enzyme, whether it's the blood, the arteries, the veins, there's something that should be opened that is closed, or there's something that is opened, something that is closed that should be opened. Every chole, every single illness in the world is rooted in what it says in the Asher Yotzar, because the Asher Yotzar concludes with the words, Roifei chol bosor umafli la'asos. Chazal knew everything. If the end of the Asher Yotzar are the words Refuah, Rofei Chol Basar, and the beginning of the Asher Yotzar defines health, the pristine state of health, picture of health, as there are Nikovim, Nikovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Golui V'yodu L'fnei Chisei Chavodecha, She'im Yiposeach Echad Mehem, O Yisosein Echad Mehem, this statement is the totality of illness. Every single illness starts with some microscopic opening that mysteriously closes, or something that is meant to be closed and is open on a microscopic level. We go to Beis Akisei, because the Beis Akisei is the most obvious. Person goes to the Beis Akisei, if the nikovim nikovim don't work, and you know it's a miracle. People rachman l'slam, the doesn't function well in all different matters. It's a terrible rachman l'slam, terrible sin. That is just a dogma. That's the poster child. Going to the Beis Akisei and having what is supposed to be open, what's closed, is the poster child of every single health issue that a person can ever have, from the beginning of time to the end of time. 99.999 are not that obvious, that what's supposed to be open is closed, open. But if you speak to a doctor who studies this on a laboratory, under a microscope, I'm willing to assume, based upon the Asher Yotzah, that they will tell you that's that's what it's all about.
It may not be literally open and closed. It may be something that's like a cancer that's not supposed to be there is there, or something that's missing.
Okay, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't make believe I'm a doctor. I know nothing about this. But I'm making an assumption. Obviously, you know, they always tell you that you don't have enough of this enzyme. You don't have enough of this vitamin and this mineral. Well, where am I supposed to get those minerals and vitamins from? From food. So how come my body didn't produce it? For some reason, the body didn't do what it's supposed to do. If the body does what it's supposed to do, it's stored there, I'm assuming, it didn't eject it. The openings didn't open on a microscopic level.
So not necessarily the organ itself, but at some level, something is wrong.
Some level, I'm making this assumption from the fact that in the Brach of Asher Yotzar, the conclusion is refuah. The beginning of the bracha describes the picture of health. Asher yotzar es ha'adam bechokhma, with wisdom. Uvaravo. And you created in a healthy person that you created that functions perfectly. Nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim. Openings and cavities. And then, galuy vidul of mechisayich v'decha. She'im yiposeach echad mehem, o yisoseim echad mehem, then you're done. Now, there are certain obvious things. If a person's arteries are clogged, they're supposed to be open and allow the blood to flow smoothly and freely. If chas v'shalom, they're clogged, we know we got problems. We all know, understand very well that if a person has some obstruction in his GI tract, we got big problems. Those are, and we all know, understand that if a person has a hole in his brain and there's some leakage, we got problems. If there's a hole in the lungs, we got problems. We all get that. If there's a hole in the bone and the marrow is leaking, those are so obvious. We don't need a doctor to explain that to us. But it would appear from the Chochmah of Chazal. Even things that are not so obvious. When a person gets a cold, a simple cold, a person has a headache, I'm assuming, I'm guessing, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm guessing is that if this bracha captures the totality of refuah, you get a simple headache. It's because there's something in the body that was supposed to be more open has closed.
Something's out of balance.
And it's something that was supposed to be closed and open too much, and that is what is causing this reaction. Am I wrong? Maybe. Go speak to a doctor. Who says the doctors themselves know? Every couple of years they have new revelations in science.
I think I see here something else. Agmara shoel b'nayin she'elat harvua kruya tfila. Maybe it's bakasha. Why do you call it tfila? זה רק בקשה. אם משה, אברהם התפלל של סדום, הוא לא התפלל. הוא ביקש מהשם. אם יהיו 10 צדיקים, אל תערוב את זה. אוקיי. זו שאלה ותשובה. נפשי בשאלתי ועריב בקשתי. זו שאלה. זה לא מניין שהיא קרויה התפילה. לינגוויסטי. אז הוא אומר, הם לומדים את זה מפה. אני תפילה כתבים, וכאן מהפסוק הזה פה. אנחנו יודעים שזה בקשה, זה גם תפילה.
Okay, excellent. Okay, everybody, so I'm going to stop here tomorrow. We'll go further next. Baruch, welcome. I haven't seen you in a long time. Everything okay?
No.
Bill Gates.
By the way, we're supposed to go away for Shabbos, which we didn't. And we found before the end of last week that my wife's born, a baby boy. And the bris was Tuesday morning in the country.
Ah.
Instead of coming back home, we stayed in the country.
Oh,
all right,
Bill Gates' children got vaccinated.
They did?
Yes, they did.
I stand corrected.
It was a false video of conspiracy.
Okay, I stand corrected. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And what about the other two?
What?
The other two, the WSO.
Bill
WHO? He's a big supporter of WHO.
No, not him.
You know who he supports? He's a big supporter of Beyond and Innovation, all these plant-based meats.
All the what?
The plant-based meat.
Yeah.
Has a Hershey from the OU, from the... what is the
about?
Okay,
it's plant, but it looks and tastes like, and feels just
like meat.
He supports that. He gave money to them. Bill Gates.
Because of carbon emissions, the animals, the animals give up.
He claims that only 1% of his property in America is used by cows. Most of it is plant food, and he says, unless they solve the problem of cows, what to do with the gases, you know. You're always going to eat meat, and 1%, eventually they're going to switch over, so
he's ready for it.
Yeah.
All right. I stand corrected.
No, it's a very interesting interview. They got him because he met with Jeffrey Epstein.
That's very suspicious.
And they asked him about it. He said, I'm sorry. I thought he had an input to a lot of people that would help me get more money for the
I saw that interview.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I'm sorry. I apologize to all the people
okay.
all the time.
Okay.
He says that.
Okay.
Listen, you know.
You got to be careful. You got to watch out for the conspiracy
theories. You got to have this. He says, you know.
That's the.
They tell him about the vaccines. He says, all my money, nothing came from healthcare. It came from computer. It didn't come from healthcare. All the money that Warren Buffett makes doesn't come from healthcare. So we're not involved. We don't care about it. You know?
Okay.
Listen, it's something to give away so many billions of dollars and to spend time.
Tzedakah is tzedakah. Gemara says, even if your intent is evil, if people benefit from your generosity, go to Olam Haba. I don't need about it, no.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'll read it today. So he has more stuff? He wrote about the block. It's a whole block and a lot of other things.
I didn't see too much, but whatever he says is golden.
Okay, I'm
going to
go.
He takes a Gemara. My wife happened to the girls were joking around. There's a Gemara in Bukhayas. It's a Mishnah that a Kayan who has a Shabbat has a big dress.
All right, go to listen to the line,
a,
yeah.
A book.
So I'm going to go, okay, I'll go look at it. Okay.
So he